From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. With the Super Bowl approaching this weekend, it's important to remember how our favorite game day snacks will put dollars back into the pockets of U.S. farmers. Chad Smith has the breakdown.
Each year, the Super Bowl draws one of the largest television audiences of any program, and viewers will have plenty of snacks to go along with the big game. In fact, the National Chicken Council estimates that 1.47 billion chicken wings will be eaten on Sunday alone. Barrett Nelson, an economist for the American Farm Bureau, says the big game has a significant impact on the farm economy.
So the average price for chicken wings right now is about $1.91 a pound. This means that wing sales for Super Bowl Sunday are going to generate about $561 million in revenue. So USDA says that about 15.8 cents per consumer dollar spent goes back to the farmer. And if we add that, and at 1.47 billion chicken wings, that comes out to almost $89 million going back to the family farm.
He says the amount of money that goes back to the farmer depends on the product.
So fresh vegetables, for example, like the carrots and celery we might add to our wings, they're pretty direct from the farm to the table. So they tend to have a higher percentage of income that goes back to the farmer. USDA says about 28%. Compare that to something like tortilla chips that has a little bit more transformation when we think about corn coming from the field, making it into a chip that we dip. Only about 1.5% of all the money spent on a 16-ounce bag of chips ends up back in the hands of the farmer.
Nelson says it's important to remember that farmers are price takers, not price makers. And even on Super Bowl Sunday, they're working hard to stock our pantries.
I think it's really important for people to understand that even though prices at the grocery store seem high, especially coming out of a time of high inflation, a pretty small percentage actually goes back to our nation's farmers. Our farmers are hardworking. They're resilient. So if you're lucky enough to be cheering on your favorite team next one, don't forget to say thank you.
You can learn more at fb.org/market intel. Chad Smith, Washington.
Students and surveys. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Kansas Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture is now accepting applications for 2025 scholarship awards. The program offers up to 47 scholarships at universities, community and technical colleges in Kansas for students who demonstrate a commitment to agriculture, leadership, and community involvement. To apply, students or their parents must have an active Kansas Farm Bureau membership. Detailed guidelines and the application form are now available at www.kfb.org/scholarships. The deadline to apply is March 1st. Next, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Now, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
My sister called me out of the blue last week. As her name and face appeared on my cell phone screen, I immediately wondered what was wrong. My sister and I don't normally call one another unless it's the weekend. If it's a weekday conversation, it's mostly through text. I answered. She just wanted to make sure I was home, and that's when she told me. A news alert about a plane originating from Wichita had come across her phone. She was checking on me. The next morning, I wondered who was on that flight from Wichita and if I knew any of the passengers. Perhaps those on that plane had walked similar steps to mine when routinely entering the airport in Wichita. It was all too much. An incredible, incomprehensible sadness nobody should have to face, yet so many are. A terribly sad accident. It's all so much. And so I sit and I pray. I pray for those now facing the unthinkable, and I pray in silence. Avoiding all of the noise, not adding to the noise. Because that's what I'd want for my family if it had been me. It wasn't, but it could have been me.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.